People in the city know that when the Super Bowl and the Detroit Tigers season is over, the ones who are left are abandoned for the long term. Most visitors come to take pictures of abandoned skyscrapers and then leave, as if Detroit, like other cities in America, has reinvented itself into a theme park.
That's a scene of empty skyscrapers in Detroit from this year's documentary film I Have Always Been a Dreamer, which not only examines the fall of Detroit, but the rise of Dubai. And the two cities have more in common than you may think. It's this week's featured film on Director's Cut Radio, and we're joined now by the movie's creator, former UW-Madison Communications Arts Professor Sabine Gruffat. Good morning.
Good morning.
This movie on the surface would seem to be about two very different cities, one on the rise, one on the decline. But there are actually a lot of parallels. Detroit and Dubai have a lot in common.
Yeah, actually they do. And that's kind of what I discovered as I started making the film.
How did you get the idea to do this film?
Well, I lived in Detroit for a year. And so I made the film kind of in reaction to that year. And that was also the year that there was a lot of pictures in the New York Times about Dubai doing really well. So I was kind of living in this sort of wasteland of a city and looking at images of a city that's being developed really fast in another part of the world. And it just seems so strange to me.
It seems to me, and if I'm not misunderstanding, that also these two cities were kind of born out of some amount of artificiality or contrivance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're both cities that were born for some economic reason, right? So Detroit became the auto industry center because of Ford building the Model T. And I think Dubai has grown for geopolitical reasons, like it's a trading port, and some people say it wouldn't exist without Iran. So it's benefited recently from increased tourism because of the Arab Spring. So it's a city that benefits from the region's instability.
Here's another clip from I Have Always Been a Dreamer, this time in Dubai, where Gruffat explains something called the Skyscraper Index.
In 1990, economist Andrew Lawrence created the Skyscraper Index to show that the construction of the world's tallest building is a good indicator for the onset of a major economic downturn. This is an image of the Burj Khalifa during my visit at the peak of the boom in 2007. In 2010, 825 of the 900 apartments were vacant.
Even though Dubai would seem to be this booming city, right after you shot this film, it needed to be bailed out. Perhaps Detroit is a cautionary tale for Dubai.
Other countries are quick to emulate what America does. And sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe there should be a little bit more forethought. But, you know, I'm not an expert on that. I can just reflect upon it, basically.
Sabine Gruffat, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Friday night is popcorn night in Wisconsin. Gruffat is Charles Monroe Kane's guest on Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television. That's tomorrow night at 9.